taking a moment to settle into the body, bringing attention to the present moment by feeling the sensations in the body, inviting awareness to rest within the body. Just sit and know that you're sitting. Adjusting the posture so it's relaxed and alert, upright and at ease. The best you can, letting go of any hope or expectation. Letting everything in your body, mind, and surroundings be as it is. Experiencing the body sensations, with all the feeling tones of the sensations. Mindful of the body listening, sounds, quietude, the feeling tones in the sounds. As you're sensing the body, you may naturally become aware of the body breathing. Breathing in, simply knowing that you're breathing in. Breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out. If you notice a space between the out-breath and the next in-breath, relaxing into that space. Awareness of the whole body, the body breathing, the body listening. At times, different bodily sensations may become predominant and call the attention. Whenever a sensation is strong enough to call the attention away from the breath or sounds, opening to feeling that sensation, letting the sensation become the object of mindfulness. And as you bring awareness to the sensation, also noticing what happens to it as you're being mindful of it. Does it get stronger? Weaker? Does it disappear? When the sensation no longer is predominant or falls to the background, reconnecting with the feeling of the natural breath. And as you're feeling the body breathing or the body listening, at a certain point, you may become aware that thinking is going on. The thoughts may be words in the mind or images. There may be many thoughts or few thoughts. Sometimes the mind is rather still. Sometimes there's a lot of movement and many thoughts. At whatever point you become aware of thinking, know it as thinking, and regard it as another object of mindfulness, no different to a sound or sensations. As you are aware of thinking, you may begin to recognize certain patterns of thoughts, certain kinds of thoughts that come again and again. Maybe planning or rumination, memories or fantasies. If you notice a particular pattern, appreciate the ability to see this. See how awareness is larger than thoughts. That there's thinking and the awareness of thoughts. Along with thoughts, sometimes associated with them, sometimes not, you may experience different moods or emotions. There are states of mind that are spacious, peaceful, imbued with warmth and openness, and there are states of mind that are contracted or more tight. Bringing awareness to the mood of the moment. Familiarizing yourself with different mood states or emotions. And to do so, it may be helpful to come to the body, to know and directly experience how a mood is influencing the body. Being mindful of how it feels in the body and the quality in the mind. Exploring the nature of all the different mind states or moods, what they're made up of, each having its own particular flavor, each having its own particular effect on the body. Resting in the awareness of moods and emotions with a sense of kindness and curiosity. You may see how some thoughts are born from a mood or a mental state, or how some thoughts can trigger a mood. And now, simply letting awareness be more open, more spacious, not focusing on anything particular. Settling back and allowing the ever-changing flow of experience to unfold. Just being present and resting in the sense of knowing. Resting in awareness. Letting all be exactly as it is. And as the practice comes to an end, acknowledging that you've been practicing. And if you like, forming the intention to bring more mindfulness to the rest of the day.